Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, February 2nd, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by AppFigures. Leading off today, Apple has released the first developer beta of iOS 14.5 and watchOS 7.4. This comes less than a week after iOS 14.4 was released to the public. So what's new in iOS 14.5? As it turns out, quite a bit. The update includes the groundwork for Apple's new App Tracking Transparency Privacy feature, which requires that apps ask permission from users before tracking them across other websites and services. iOS 14.5 and watchOS 7.4 also include one notable change for Apple Fitness Plus, support for AirPlay 2. The lack of AirPlay 2 support was one of the biggest complaints about Fitness Plus when it launched in December. At the time, it was unclear whether this was a technical limitation, a decision related to DRM, or simply a lapse in feature development by Apple. But now that AirPlay 2 support is available with Fitness Plus on these betas, you can send your workouts from your iPhone to a compatible smart TV or set-top box. Perhaps most notably, iOS 14.5 and watchOS 7.4 include a major change to the integration between iPhone and Apple Watch. For the first time ever, you can now use your Apple Watch to unlock your iPhone when you're wearing a face mask. There are a few things worth noting here. First and foremost, this requires both iOS 14.5 and watchOS 7.4. And watchOS betas are generally more risky because you can't revert once you join the beta. To enable the Unlock with Apple Watch feature, open the Settings app on your iPhone, then look for the Face ID and Passcode section. This is where you should see a new setting to enable Unlock with Apple Watch. So once you flip this toggle, your Apple Watch will be able to authenticate your iPhone as long as these conditions are met. Face ID detects a mask, your Apple Watch is nearby, your Apple Watch is on your wrist, your Apple Watch is unlocked, and your Apple Watch has a passcode enabled. So then to test this feature when you're wearing a face mask, on your iPhone just swipe up to unlock like you normally would, and you should see a brief notification saying unlocking with Apple Watch. You'll feel a haptic feedback on your Apple Watch, then your iPhone will unlock. There is also the option to quickly lock your iPhone directly from the Apple Watch notification. The feature is similar to how the Apple Watch Unlock feature works on the Mac, but in early testing, it appears to be both faster and more reliable. On the iPhone, Apple Watch Unlock is limited just to unlocking your iPhone while wearing a mask. It doesn't work if your iPhone can't detect if you're wearing a mask, and it doesn't work for things like Apple Pay, credit card autofill in Safari, or accessing Apple Card features in the Wallet app. In those instances, you'll still have to enter your passcode if your face is obstructed. Ultimately, what's important to keep in mind here is that the Unlock with Apple Watch feature is not as secure as unlocking with your Face ID or a passcode, but it is far more convenient when you're wearing a face mask. Other changes in iOS 14.5 include updates to the podcast app, the news app, support for the latest Xbox and PS5 controllers, dual SIM 5G support, and more. As of right now, there is no public beta available, but we expect that one could be released as soon as this week. Then we expect iOS 14.5 and watchOS 7.4 to be released to the general public sometime in the next few months. We are sponsored this week by AppFigures. AppFigures is all about giving app makers the tools they need to succeed. In addition to app analytics and app store optimization tools, which help drive more downloads and revenue, AppFigures also helps you track and benchmark by showing you competitor downloads, revenue, audience demographics, and even which SDKs are being used. You can head to appfigures.com/on/9to5macdaily to try AppFigures for free. That's appfigures.com/on/9to5macdaily. And if you like it, use our special code 9TO5-3030 to get 30% off for the next 3 months. That's 9TO5-3030 to get 30% off for the next 3 months. But while those are the user-facing changes in iOS 14.5, there is more under the hood. Most notably, 9to5Mac has discovered that based on iOS 14.5 beta code, Apple is working on a new Apple Card family feature for multi-user accounts. Internally called Madison, the new feature will allow users to share the same Apple Card with family members through iCloud Family Sharing. The Apple Card owner would be able to invite other people to share their card and track the spending in the wallet application. The code also suggests that the daily cash will be available for family members. This is how Apple explains the feature. Quote, share your Apple Card with eligible friends and family in your family group, build credit together, track spending, and receive daily cash. End quote. iOS 14.5 code also confirms that the card owner would be able to set a spending limit for each user, and it would be available to family members who are 13 years or older. There would also be dedicated options for parents to further control their children's spending. One of the main limitations of Apple Card when compared to other credit cards is the lack of additional cards for family members, so it's nice to see that Apple is apparently working on solving this problem sometime soon. Finally, 9to5Mac has found evidence in the wallet app of new financial health features that could be on the way. These features could leverage Apple's machine learning in connection with the wallet app to automatically analyze your spending based on things like merchants, recurring expenses, irregular purchases, and more. Based on that data, Apple could offer recommendations to help you better manage your finances. This feature isn't live yet, but it's something that Apple could launch soon. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.